Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
So, here's just what you want to hear this morning, right? Another winter storm is coming on Saturday. Along the coast, it might be rain, but inland, where the snow banks tower and the average snow pack is around 3 feet this morning, there might be 6 inches of new wet snow on Saturday. It's left cities and towns wondering what to do with all of it. In Lawrence, the issue has landed 3 public works employees in hot water. The State Department of Environmental Protection is investigating allegations of illegal snow dumping after the mayor caught the employees dumping snow into the Merrimack River, a possible violation of the Federal Clean Water Act. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports now on the growing challenge of snow removal.
Before the storm hit this week, Boston Public Works crews were frantically trying to get as much of the old snow off the streets as possible. On L Street in South Boston, a front-end loader scoops it into a dump truck and then drives it to what the city calls a snow farm.
I'm out at the Black Falcon Cruise Terminal, where much of this collected snow from Boston goes. It's one of more than 6 snow farms that's collecting all of this white stuff, which is now really dirty and grimy and gray, and just storing it here right on the dock in Boston, waiting for spring.
State and federal environmental laws prevent dumping the snow in rivers, wetlands, and the ocean. Ed Coletta, the spokesman for the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection, says the piles are full of contaminants.
Obviously, you have sand and salt that are used on the roadways, the snow. You have debris, perhaps, shopping carts, you know, in places like East Boston or the city of Boston, you have a lot of parking savers that sometimes get swept up in the snow. So you don't want that type of debris being put into the harbor or being put into waterways.
Add to that a little motor oil, windshield wiper fluid, some dog poop, and you have a toxic mound of snow. Almost every city and town has a snow storage area, either in a vacant lot or a field. In Brookline, it's called a snow dump. And Public Works Commissioner Andrew Papasturgeon says it's almost full already.
These are unusual circumstances, and, you know, we're not halfway through the winter, so the potential for getting over 100 inches of snow here is quite real. And, you know, quite frankly, what are you going to do with all that snow? It's a real public safety issue that we've got to get it up off of certain streets. We just don't have the room.
That's the tension, keeping streets clear enough for fire trucks and keeping our water safe. In the Boston area, residents get their drinking water from the Quabbin Reservoir. But elsewhere, people use private wells.
There's a lot of people in the state that rely on groundwater aquifers for their water supplies. They can be impacted by salt and roadway runoff.
Kate Bowditch is with the Charles River Watershed Association. She says even though she's a skier and loves a lot of snow, as an environmentalist, she's concerned about how we manage and store it, because eventually it all ends up in the same place.
The main reason that I think the winter runoff is such a problem is that it tends to come in these big slugs. You know, the snow accumulates, you have a lot of water and a lot of stuff all being stored there, and then when it melts, it just gushes out into the streams and rivers.
It used to be you could truck the snow to the Boston Harbor and dump it in. Now that's illegal. But the high volume of snow this year has more people asking for exemptions from environmental rules. So far, the DEP has granted 2 waivers, one to Massport to push the snow off the runways into the harbor, and one to the U.S. Coast Guard in the North End. If we don't get a lot of melting soon, the DEP says more could seek an exemption. But wait, there's good news. On Groundhog Day, Punxsutawney Phil didn't see his shadow, so spring is coming early. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.